This is All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Jamie Floyd. More than a decade after New York's highest court ordered lawmakers to spend billions of dollars on more schools, critics say Governor Cuomo is moving further away from ever fulfilling that order. Reporter Karen DeWitt has more.
The New York Court of Appeals ruled in 2006 that many of the state's school children were deprived of their constitutional right to a sound basic education and that billions more dollars needed to be spent on schools per year. In 2007, then-Governor Eliot Spitzer and the legislature agreed that while the court case was brought by a group of New York City parents, the ruling should apply to all schools in the state. They set up a timetable to gradually increase spending and meet the obligation. Then came the recession and the election of Governor Andrew Cuomo, who scrapped the plan, saying the state's financial situation was so dire that New York could no longer afford it. In recent years, though, Cuomo has been providing more money to schools, including adding another $1 billion in his current budget, something he touted while in Rochester recently.
This is the largest amount of funding in history. The state has never funded education at this high a number.
The State Board of Regents counters that school aid needs to be increased by more than twice the amount the governor has proposed, though, in order to begin to fulfill the court decision. The governor's budget officials say that Cuomo has increased spending by over $6 billion since taking office. But the governor's budget also proposes a big change in the way school aid is distributed by ending what's known as the foundation aid formula and potentially replacing it with something new. The major stakeholders in education interpret the measure as the Cuomo administration finally severing any commitment to fulfill the court order. Tim Creamer with the New York State School Boards Association says the proposal pulls the rug out from under the education system. He says educators thought for the past 11 years that everyone agreed on the same interpretation of the court order and that it would one day be fulfilled and applied to the entire state.
I feel as if we all were on the same bus. We were heading in the same direction. We were all comfortable in our seats. And then the driver turned around and said, oh, by the way, when we get to that next stop at the end of this year, we're going to change buses, and that ticket you have, that's not going to be good anymore. You're going to need to buy a new ticket.
Creamer says without an agreed-upon means for distributing school aid, it goes back to the old days of backroom deals.
Apparently, we're going to go back, I worry, to this kind of old horse-trading political system where you put a bunch of money on the table and then those with the most power get the most money.
Cuomo has not directly addressed the proposed changes to the foundation aid formula, but his Deputy Secretary for Health and Human Services, Paul Francis, wrote in an op-ed in the New York Daily News that the amounts requested by the backers of the court order are made-up targets and called it a sham debate. Ironically, Francis is also former Governor Spitzer's budget director, and he engineered Spitzer's campaign promise to settle the court order. Assembly Democrats are not giving up on fulfilling the CFE decision. Assembly Speaker Carl Hastie said it's a priority in his opening speech to members as the legislative session began.
This year, we will advance the goals of the campaign for fiscal equity by setting a timetable to fully phase in foundation aid.
Hastie has even come up with a way to pay for it by imposing new, higher income tax rates on millionaires. Governor Cuomo has already proposed extending a temporary income tax on New Yorkers making $1 million or more dollars a year. Hastie would like to include new, higher tax brackets on those earning $5 million or more and $10 million or more, up to a 10.32% tax rate on those with incomes of $100 million a year or more. He says those taxes could bring in enough money to fully fund the court order. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.